author that I think a lot of people know, named Amazume Ryuta. His most famous manga is Nanato Kaoru, which is like a BDSM themed manga about this guy who is childhood friends with the like hottest chick in class. Basically, he's like impish and not very good looking, but she is like tall and fucking gorgeous. But as the model student of the class, she's got like tons of pressure on her and she's always stressed out and she's like, fuck, how do I blow off some steam? And he basically convinces her to take part in like BDSM with him. They're not fucking, but they do like really hardcore BDSM shit. And like they develop a pretty legitimate, heartfelt relationship from there. And it's just a solid manga. But the best thing about this guy is his art. He draws, like, I don't want to say his art is westernized because that's really wrong. It's just like more mature and very like adult looking. His characters look much more sexy than cute, but it's a great love story. I definitely recommend that one. But he has another one called Swing Girl. It was only one volume. It's only 8 chapters long. It's about, like, in this world, Fudanari is real, but, like, obviously it's not everyone. It's just there are some people born that way. And this cute girl, like, grows a dick in high school, and she has a crush on this boy, and she's trying to reconcile her feelings, but she's, like, worried that he's going to find her body disgusting. And it's just, it's interesting. Fudanari is obviously real in real life. I fucking wish, but it's not. Anyway, we've probably been chatting.
What? You one of those degenerate trap lovers?
Oh god, my poor mic. Yeah?
Boy.
Somebody just posted, Sore wa tada no senpai no chinko. Absolutely. I was waiting for a chance to mention that one. That one's great. We'll talk about that one later. Let me give the floor to another caller. We've been chatting too long, but you have been a good caller. You are not awkward at all, which has been fun.
Go ahead, man. Maybe I'll call again later.
Maybe. Have a good night.
See ya.
Manga is such a good topic, because there's so much fucking good manga. Somebody posted that screenshot of, that show with the crazy ass chick, Happy Sugar Life. That show, I actually didn't finish it. Fuda with or without the balls? Both, but preferably without. Happy Sugar Life, pretty nuts. Like, the show is so over the fucking top that I can't even, like, get. I think I got to, like, episode 9, and I was like, this is, what's fucking happening anymore? Maybe I should finish it. I just fell off of it because I was watching other shit at the time.